Christians have been given the monumental task of evangelizing and discipling the whole world. And throughout the world and history, the church has found a variety of ways to do that. Not all believers agree on what a gospel presentation should sound like or what principles should be emphasized in discipleship. But it's clear that when Matthew recorded Jesus' example for us, he often focused on Jesus' teaching that the presence of the kingdom of heaven obligates us to repent. What exactly is repentance, and what does it have to do with God's kingdom?
The notion of repentance is very closely related to the kingdom of heaven in Matthew's gospel. This is suggested by the very structure of the passage which calls persons to repent and announces the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 4:17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So repentance has its basis in the proclamation of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This means a number of things. It means, for one thing, that the possibility of repentance comes by virtue of the presence of God's end-time kingdom in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's because God is at work in Jesus Christ, bringing in his end-time kingdom, that repentance is possible. This means, then, that repentance is not something that is a human possibility. It's a human impossibility. Humans can do it only as they respond to what God has already done. This is truly gospel, then. It has to do with the possibility of our acting in truly redemptive and holistic ways, achieving goodness in life by virtue of what God has already done, what he has offered to us in Jesus Christ. Beyond that, however, the linking of repentance with the kingdom of heaven, as the Matthean Jesus does there in 4:17, gives specific content to what repentance means. Repentance, as has often been pointed out, or the word, the verb to repent, is in the Greek metanoeo, which really means a changing of the mind, or in context perhaps better, a turning around of the whole of life, beginning with one's thinking. A realignment of all of life beginning with thinking. For Matthew 4:17 then suggests that repentance involves a reorientation of the whole of life, beginning with the way one thinks, around the one ultimate reality that God is bringing in his kingdom in the person of Jesus Christ and is about to bring it to consummation with the second coming of Christ.